Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe with RTE.ie. And remember the little live line on next week. Next week is Christmas week, isn't it? Yes, yes. Oh, by the way, the bit of good news that broke there at the end of the 1 o'clock is that the European Medicine Agency, the EMA, has brought forward its meeting that could approve the BioNTech-Pfizer vaccine by a week. The meeting is now going to take place on the 21st of December. And remember, the Taoiseach said yesterday that if it's once it's approved, the vaccine will roll out the following week in Ireland to nursing homes, residents in nursing homes. And that means it could be on the day after St. Stephen's Day. And you know that interregnum period between Christmas and New Year that people often get lost in. Well, this year is going to take on an importance like never, ever, ever before. If that first vaccine approved by the EMA was rolled out in some nursing homes somewhere in Ireland, starting in big numbers, beginning on the 27th or the 28th of December. And every day counts. I think that's what people are saying to us. Now, we've been contacted by Mary. Mary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, Mary, you're in a very difficult situation. So, but I hope as we get nearer the day, things will be calibrated much more sensitively. What's your situation, Mary?
Well, thanks, Joe. I'm a stage 4 cancer patient, and like a lot of other people, I suppose I'm in the category of medically vulnerable to COVID, extremely medically vulnerable to COVID. And I suppose the news of a vaccine is absolutely huge hope for us as a nation. And even the date brought forward there is great hope again. And I suppose the hopes of a vaccine is like a lifeline, really, when you're at sea, you know, in an endless sea of COVID, really, as such. But what I'm ringing about, I suppose, really last week when the provisional list for the priority groups for vaccination in Ireland was issued, I suppose my heart sank really, because I suppose I'm in the 18 to 65 category. Okay. And based on that provisional list, I had hoped really, both my hope for earlier access really didn't really transpire. I suppose I was really disappointed to see that I would be, me and a lot of others in that group would be, I suppose, number 7 on the list from the point of view of access to a potential vaccine. I was delighted, I suppose, to see, I suppose, the over 65s and the healthcare workers, as is the nation, I suppose, to see them getting it first, because a lot of people who are medically vulnerable like me, we have been kept going through a pandemic, and it's just really unbelievable to think that we have received, you know, medicine on a regular basis at hospital appointments right throughout a world pandemic. It's phenomenal, really, Joe. However, I suppose today I'm ringing because I suppose I'd like to be a voice or echo some of the extremely medically vulnerable in Ireland.
And do you know, but Mary, do you know, sorry for interrupting, but do you know if your consultant, surely there will be access for consultants to get to move and say, listen.
I suppose, Joe, I'm not sure really. And I suppose all I'm really ringing on really is, I suppose I'm going on what was issued really. And maybe I'm ringing too early. I'm ringing was issued last week. And I suppose my question really that I've had really since last week's list is, and I suppose this is directed really at the Minister of Health and the Taoiseach, is why aren't the extremely medical vulnerable group, why aren't they having the same access really at the same time as the over 70s really is my key question really.
Okay. Well, I just wonder, will there be protocols for, I suspect there would have to be, for people like you who are extraordinarily vulnerable. Obviously, the overall statements are in broad strokes, as indeed the lockdown and the variation on the different levels were in broad strokes. The government admitted that, that they had to be in broad strokes to try and embrace the core of it. So I presume, and how have you managed treatment-wise during the pandemic, Mary?
Well, look, as I said, I've been very fortunate to get my regular treatment, you know. However, going back to your what you said there about broad stroke, and yes, you are right, and yes, it is provisional. However, I suppose that's the reason my call. that, and maybe this might actually just prompt, you know, reflection when they are coming maybe to just the categories of the bands, that they may really reflect on that. And in an ideal world, Joe, I suppose everybody would like access, you know, for those who want to be vaccinated as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And that's in an ideal world.
But I'd say
we have to be patient. Yeah,
yeah, but in every sense of the word, Mary, but the situation you're in says to me that your consultant should easily be able to make a case. There would have to come through a medic, obviously. They'd have to be the gatekeepers.
Well, I suppose, Joe, reflecting really on not just, I suppose, my situation, but in the HSE really has, I suppose, guided us all along and told us that there are two risk categories really in relation to COVID, and there are the high risk and then there's the extremely. And in that group, I suppose, there's a lot of different people on dialysis, people who've had an organ transplant, etc. And I suppose, really, I just would like a little bit more guidance from the government, my question is coming today. I'm not looking really to individual healthcare workers. I'm looking really to, I suppose...
The overall guidance.
And I suppose the other thing I suppose I've been reflecting on really is, and what has happened in the UK is they have included the extremely medically vulnerable, really, along with the over 70s at that ranking. I mean, we'd have hoped maybe to have a little bit earlier access, maybe at such kind of maybe third or fourth cohort, really, when the vaccine rolls out. And what I suppose maybe it's the fact that because a lot of our category have been cocooning as we have been told to do and continued to advise to stay at home, maybe that's the reason, really, that I suppose statistics wise, there may not have been as high as expected hospitalisation or mortality, thankfully, extremely medical, because I suppose it's working to cocoon.
Well, there's the issue being raised now very, very eloquently, Mary. Mary, above all, you're in a very difficult stage of your illness, but hopefully the treatment is helping you a lot.
Thanks. And I'd like to just reiterate my thanks to the healthcare workers. I do realise that there are many others really that might agree with this, and I realise that others might say, there might be other groups that might need it. But look, my hope is this call really might get the government, as you say, when they're have now done completed their broad strokes, and when they're looking at the finer details, they may review.
But the good thing is, hopefully, and the fact that it might be now released earlier, because I think that's the thing people are saying. Let's get
wonderful.
It going. It seems to have passed all the tests, both internationally in terms of the states, the FDA in the states, whatever you say about the government or the leadership in the states at the minute. The FDA are really, really, they have a great record in stopping dodgy vaccines, which they did with a dodgy medication, which they did with thalidomide, one of the few in the world that actually said no. So it looks like the vaccine is on course. So the sooner the better. Mary, thanks indeed. Yes.
Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.